Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm so happy this week is going by so quick. I wish it was Friday already, but we have to go through this day of Thursday. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And if you are listening to, or if you did see my post today on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you guys then found out that iHeartRadio and Stitcher have both picked up my podcast and are now carrying it. And you could go on there. You guys could download the apps, and go listen from there. And that means all Android and what's the other one? And Samsung listeners and people that want to listen that have those types of phones can now listen if they didn't have Spotify. So there is no excuse not to listen to this amazing podcast that I call Social Blend. So thank you so much to everyone who's been watching all this time on Apple Podcast and Spotify and, of course, Audio Boom. You could go right there on the website. But now we have two new ones, too, which is, again, iHeartRadio and Stitcher. So I'm so excited and I'm so grateful that this is happening. My room is a complete disaster. I'm actually going away this weekend. I'm going to Seattle, Washington to celebrate a friend's birthday. And my room is a complete disaster. Clothes all over the place. Suitcases. I have like 400 pairs of sunglasses that I'm like deciding which ones to bring. It's just a disaster. Why am I being such a disaster? Oh, I know why. Because it's cold in Seattle. I usually don't go to cold places. If I go away, I'm usually going to nice, hot weather, so I my suitcases are always, they're still always packed, because I just bring way too much, but it's, like, double. Now, this is, like, crucial. Like, I can only bring a certain amount of clothes, and I need coats and all that shit, so it's a disaster, but I'm making it work. And also, happy Valentine's Day! What a great day! I love Valentine's Day, simply because everyone else hates on it if they're not in a relationship. And Valentine's Day does not mean you have to be with somebody. You could simply have a nice day to yourself. And Valentine's Day is just a government-made holiday, okay? It's just for you to go out, spend money, so they could have that nice little black mark on their whatever market things. So, I think it's, we all celebrate it. So, if you want to, celebrate with somebody, that's amazing. And if not, listen, go have fun by yourself. Go see something, go eat by yourself and then go see a movie, like have fun with yourself. And if you're with someone, if you have a significant other, well, that's just great. And any two of my friends who, because this is what I'm doing Valentine's Day, I'm going to Seed Burger, which is in New Brunswick. If anyone lives here in the central New Jersey, if they know New Brunswick, that's where Rutgers University is. That's around where I live. And it's Seed Burger, which is a vegan restaurant. And my friend Gianna Marie is actually performing there tonight. So if anyone wants to go, doors open at 8. I think her set is at 10:20. So if you want to see me there, go stop by. And I'm trying to look the thing. Well, yeah, it's Sea Burger. It's in New Brunswick. So you guys could look it up and find the address if you really want to go. What else happened? So I was sick. Remember when I was sick? Yeah, I got my entire family sick. The bug went to everybody. It's a disaster. Did I do it? Yes, but I'm saying no to everybody. And now at work, everybody is getting sick there. And I'm screwed all over again because I cannot get sick again. This can't be round two of being sick. I don't have that kind of energy or time to get sick. So it would just be nice if they, would not get me sick. But it's that time of year. It's this weird weather. Today, or no, yesterday was like 60. Today was like in the 30s. And the other day, it snowed. Like, it was snowing. What was it, Tuesday? Tuesday, it was snowing, and it was horrible out, and then it was, like, beautiful. It doesn't make sense. Like, this weather is, you know, insane. This weather is crazy. I don't know who is the organization, or the, oh my god, what is it called? I don't know who does the weather, but if you do the weather, you gotta cut this shit out, because everyone's getting sick because of this. I can't take it. Needed water. So yeah, everyone is sick here, and yeah, it's just amazing. I'm about to leave and go run to Florida. So it's a disaster. It's a freaking disaster. The Grammys are on this Sunday, and guys, it was a good show. Like, when have you seen an award show that was actually good? Not in a while. These, you know, you have these hosts that come and they're so, like, either boring or they're, like, awkward and annoying. And it's like, I get secondhand embarrassment because it's just too much. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for them. Like, this is not good. So Alicia Keys was the host. She was amazing. So it's the night started out with her bringing out, who was it? Michelle Obama. Then she had, oh my gosh, what's her name? Why am I forgetting everyone? Oh, J-Lo. So she had that, and then J-Lo, and then Jada Pinkett Smith was right next to her, and then next to Jada Pinkett Smith was Lady Gaga, and they all came out, and, hold on, I want to try to get the video up, because this was, like, so, I loved it, it was, like, so good, and, yeah, it was just, like, I don't, like, when you watch shows, like, you don't, I don't expect anything than, you know, a boring show, but this was, like, this topped it, guys. This was, like, a really good show, and Alicia Keys, like, played with her. Okay, wait, here it is. Everybody make some noise for the host of the 61st Annual Grammy Awards.
Myself. Here we go. Did you? Please, can I bring some of my sisters out here tonight?
Amazing! I loved it, guys. This is just so fun. It was just so good. So that's it. So they all came on stage. They were talking. And it was just amazing. I knew. I was like, okay, this is going to be a good night. Like, I'm actually excited for this. What else? Okay, so this is where it got a little weird. J-Lo did a performance for a tribute for Motown. And a lot of people are, like, really pissed off about this, including a lot of my friends. And I mean, I'm not saying she did horrible, but I just feel like she, like, who asked her? Like, that's all I'm saying about this is, like, who went up to her and said, you gotta do this Motown tribute. You have to. Like, who? I don't know. This is insane to me. So the best performances of the night, definitely Lady Gaga with Shallow. She did amazing. It was like a punk rock version of Shallow. And a lot of my friends are like, what the fuck? I wanted, like, the original. And I'm like, chillax. Like, we saw the Oscars, and that's probably, you know, she wants to leave the original for the Oscars. Cardi B was amazing. She really showed that whole stripper's vibe with the strip club and the whole getup. I loved it. It was amazing. She's just great. Oh, and she also met her idol, Lady Gaga, which is awesome to see because, as a fan myself, you know, seeing a fan meet their idol is just so much. It's just, it's so cool to see that. And then the Dolly Parton tribute was good too. She like stole the show. She like walked down. She was like, I'm singing it all. It was just hilarious. And Diana Ross had me on the floor. She was so funny. And the thing is like, she's not young. Like she's 75 and she was like, you know, walking down the steps and me and my mom were like, oh my God, Diana, watch out with the steps. Because like it was intense watching her because she had this big red dress on and she was walking down in heels and we were panicking. We were freaking out. We're like, oh my God. I was like clenching my skin, like waiting for her to just walk down the steps. I'm like shutting my eyes. It was like too much for me. I couldn't handle it. And then it was like her birthday, so she did her own tribute for herself. It was great. And then at the end she's like, everybody like get up, but let's go. And then she's like, happy birthday to me. And it was just the funniest thing. It's just something I would do because, you know, I think she's an Aries. I think she is an Aries. Let me make sure. No, I really think she's an Aries. Let's see. She is a fucking Aries, guys. March 26, 1944. This is so, of course. So this explains a lot. Aries, we are very, you know, we're conceited, but in a good way. Like we, you know, are very humble, but we love us. You know, we truly do. It was just great. She was amazing. And then, what else? Yeah, so that was hilarious. Oh, so then now after the show, right? Okay, so Cardi B won a Grammy. Like, that's amazing. She won a Grammy. That doesn't happen for a lot of people. Nicki Minaj doesn't have a Grammy. And, you know, that's great. And, you know, it was a historic moment because she did something where it was like she was the first woman to ever blah, blah. So anyway, everyone's saying that she doesn't deserve it. So she actually was very upset and she deactivated her account, her Instagram. And that was like really fucked up that these people are saying that. Because like she got it. That's it. There's nothing you could say or do to make it change. That's it. So, you know, it was nice that artists, you know, came out and said stuff. Gaga was like, you know, she deserved it. She fought the fight. Like, let's be happy for her. Let's celebrate her and lift her up. Like, it was just beautiful what she wrote. So, and I agree, totally, like, she deserves that. She worked her ass off for this moment, and, you know, she was the biggest artist of this year. Why wouldn't she win a Grammy? So, that's that. So, the Grammys were amazing. Gaga won 3 Oscars. Her won a few Oscars, too. And then, This Is America won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And then, Casey McGreevy won McGreeves. Anyway, I'm obsessed with her album now. It's called the Last Hour or something like that. Amazing. And she won Album of the Year, and that's like the biggest award that night. So she and I listened to that album after, and it was amazing. Like, I'm a fan of her now, and I don't like country, you know. I'm not a country fan. I've never been a country fan, so this is really crazy to me that I loved the album. It's amazing. Everyone should listen to it. I loved it. So, good for her. And then, yeah, Cardi B won Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy. And Gaga won Best Pop Duo with Shallow. And she won Best Visual Song for Shallow. And then she also won Best Pop Vocal Song with Joanne, and that's a song that she did a year ago. She put it out from her album Joanne, which was amazing. So you know, a lot of great wins that night. And then Ariana Grande also won her first Grammy ever. That's amazing. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist, even though I kind of wish it was Bebe Rexha, but it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, next we have, all right, this is some juice. Bow Wow got into a fight with his girlfriend, guys, and I think it was on an elevator, and now they have footage of it and all that. And guys, it was messy because he came out like in black and blue and like blood all over him, and she was completely fine. And it was like an altercation. I mean, I don't think he hit her or anything, so that's probably why she didn't come out with any like blood either. But so anyway, they had an altercation or something. Now they're like both in jail, so it's like whatever. But I felt like I had to say that. Bad Baby, which is Danielle Balag. Oh my god, I'm still sick. Danielle Balogi, whatever. That girl that's like, catch me outside, motherfucker. Like, relax, you're 12. She has a new show out, and it's on Snapchat. I've been watching it. It's actually good, but she is so annoying because she's so young. Like, she's like 14 years old. She's obnoxious to me. She's like a kid. She's like, I know where I'm gonna be. I know what. I'm like, shut up, you're a child. Like, the mom is trying to tell her, like, no, you can't go out. Like, go to bed. And she's like, how am I mom gonna tell me that I can't do? I'm like, oh my god, you are a freaking child. Like, get out of here. You're a baby. So, I'm gonna still watch it because it's entertaining. And, you know, I never liked her, but her music is kind of good. Like, her rap song. So, you know, I wish I could hate, but I can't. Beverly Hills. When was it? Last night? No, the night before. Yeah, Tuesday night, Beverly Hills was the season 9 of Beverly Hills aired, and it was a good one, guys. So Lisa Vanderpump already going at it, and so I guess what happened is Dorit got a dog from Vanderpump Dogs. If you guys don't know what this is, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, just chillax for a second. We'll be right back to this, the normal podcast. So anyway, Beverly Hills, Dorit got a dog from Vanderpump Dogs in LA, and instead of giving it back to Lisa because the dog was like biting everybody, as a baby dog does, I don't know what the issue is. She gave it to someone, and that person put them in a shelter. So Lisa got a call saying, like, one of your dogs are in the shelter. And she's like, oh my gosh. So that's how this started, this whole thing. What else? Denise Richards is now on the show. She's a castmate on the show. She's actually good so far. And yeah, so far so good. Last night was the New Jersey season finale. Guys, it was amazing. Like, I did not like Margaret, okay? And now Margaret is, like, one of my favorites because she literally threw Danielle's husband or ex-husband, Marty, in the pool, and it was just beautiful to watch. Beautiful! I loved it. I hope Danielle's not back next year because she's just annoying to me. And the trailer for, what is it? Oh my gosh, the reunion looks amazing. So I'm so excited for that. And, you know, I don't know why they don't have more episodes, but I mean, you know, whatever. I'll take what I get. And yeah, like, honestly, I don't, like, that's it. There wasn't a lot in the news because, you know, we had this whole thing, But yeah, so I will be away this weekend. I hope everyone enjoys my podcast. And next week, oh, and then I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day. Next week, I'll talk about my trip. Oh my god, now I'm like burping. Next week, I'll talk about my trip to Seattle, Washington. I might not do Mount Rainier, the mountain, because, you know, the whole government shutdown thing. So it's going to be shut down because it's a national park or whatever. So yeah, I'm going to leave you guys off tonight with Lady Gaga winning Best Pop Duo and Group Performance because she spoke beautifully about mental health, and I really think everybody should hear this. Doesn't matter if you're okay. It matters if you're okay, but it's really nice to hear this, and I love that artists are speaking out on this, especially Lady Gaga. So, have a great night, and Valentine's Day, you know, enjoy yourself, have fun. If you guys want to come to Seed Burger, again, I'll be there probably around 9:30. My friend goes out at 10:20. Gianna Marie, if you guys want to look it up, it's probably on their website. It's Seed Burger in New Brunswick. Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great rest of the week. And if you're watching on Friday, happy Friday. And the weekend, have a great weekend. Okay, goodbye, guys. Just watch this.
And the Grammy goes to... So
Shallow, Lady Gaga.
I gotta thank God. Thank you for looking out for me. Thank you for my family at home. I love you. Thank you. I wish Bradley was here with me right now. He's at the BAFTAs over in the UK. I know he wants to be here. Bradley, I loved singing this song with you. And if I don't get another chance to say this, I just want to say I'm so proud to be a part of a movie that addresses mental health issues. They're so important. And a lot of artists deal with that. And we got to take care of each other. So if you see somebody that's hurting, don't look away. And if you're hurting, even though it might be hard, try to find that bravery within yourself to dive deep and go tell somebody and take them up in your head with you. I love you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
Okay, there you have it. Great performance. Great speech. Just great everything. She is just amazing and I'm obsessed with her. All right, so everyone, have a great, great rest of the week. And that's it. All right. Bye.